Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Perfect time for this word right here. It's time for your WQAM Football Frenzy $1,000 cash giveaway. $1,000 for you free. Here's how you can win. This hour's code word is imagine. Imagine if that quarterback last night is almost the Dolphins quarterback. Imagine that. Text that right now to 72881. That's 72881. If you have the correct word, you can win $1,000. That's imagine, I-M-A-G-I-N-E. Text it now to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Your next chance to win is at the top of the next hour. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. This is a national contest sponsored by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. The 9 a.m. code word is imagine. Text that to 72881.
Well, I can tell you one thing, and one group that was really happy last night, the marketing department and sales department for the Cincinnati Bengals was very excited last night because Joe Burrow, without them running any ads or come watch your Cincinnati Bengals as we build it back up, Joe Burrow did it all for him, man. He just gave him built-in advertisement, free marketing with that show that he put on, which was ridiculous last night. After a little bit of a slow start and down 17-7, you're going, wait a second. Could Trevor Lawrence and Dabo do it again? And then old Joe Burrow hit that first takeoff, and it was on at that point. 463 yards, 5 touchdowns, and looked like every other game that he played in this season. And doesn't help. He's now a national champion. He's a Heisman Trophy winner. And he's going to be the first overall pick to Cincinnati.
He's having a good couple months, this guy. Good couple months.
It's been one of the most consistent, especially against the competition he's played against. We haven't seen this a lot, man. It has been special. Yeah, Cincinnati's got to be the owner. Had to walk in and go, hey, guys, everything going? It's great, man. Overnight, sold 7,000 tickets. No, it was
Detroit Lions, you're on the clock. We already know who the first two picks are.
It was.
Who do you like?
Yeah.
Joe Burrow's going to go one. Chase Young's going to go two. Who do you like, Detroit?
So – and they may be looking outside saying, hey, make your best offer. We're willing to slide a few picks here if you got something you really like and you're willing to give up some of those picks you have. You
By can the way,
move up.
With you saying that, I asked you the same question I asked you about 2 or 3 weeks ago here on the text machine. They texted in again today. 56022 if you want to join the text machine. Would you trade 2 to 3 of those first-round picks for Joe Burrow now? If Cincinnati called and said, we'll take your three this year, your first three first-round picks. You got to give up the whole first round, though, all three picks.
I give up the second round, too.
But Joe.
All right, Mike Ditka.
Right.
Calm down,
right.
Ricky
Coach
Williams
Ditka's
said.
In the back. But you answered this question before this game, before the SEC, and you said no. You said definitively no. I couldn't even finish the sentence where you said, no way, Jose, I'm not giving up all
I three. Give up two first-round picks. I give up my top two picks for him.
They asked for 5 and 18.
Yours.
And you could have one. Yep. You could have Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, that would never happen.
No. But so yes!
They would need more, and they should get
yes!
it. Give them the second round, too.
No, but
they want the third take.
But the texter said, because the texter brought
Why
up the fact that we
so
said
stupid
no.
In this whole
you just
thing.
Cancel your trip to Vegas. You give away the whole draft and get Burrow.
Hey, man.
He's the answer, Joe.
You need to calm down. I may be going to Vegas for a couple of days. Don't screw up my trip. We got a lot of picks out there, man.
We're going to Vegas?
We got 14, so we got to wait and see. Hey, while this is all going on, yesterday was a weird day, right? I mean, we got the national championship game. Joe Burrow lived up to all the hype plus. Then you had this baseball story break with severe punishment to the Astros, including a GM and a manager getting fired at the end of the day. Forget the one-year suspension. You're fired, too. And then the other one that apparently everybody's seen on social media is this Antonio Brown story with the Hollywood police and his girlfriend. I did it start, if I'm not mistaken, she was coming by to pick up the three kids, I believe, his girlfriend, they have three children together. Antonio Brown decides to put this on Instagram Live, and he couldn't have looked more out of his friggin' mind than he was last night or yesterday with the Hollywood police, his girlfriend, in front of those children, just acting like he's not all there. Like, seriously. Meds are needed. Counseling's needed. He needs help. And to anybody out there who's a friend to Antonio Brown, anybody, it's no longer funny, right? And we come in and, like, this is serious. This is professionals needed. People that go to school for like 10 years, go to college for like 10 years, that study the brain and behavior and all that stuff. Something's not right. He needs professional help. There was nothing normal. Now, he's got his family down. I believe he's got his father, who used to be a coach in a high school system down here, and a stepdad. Like, somebody that he'll listen to, somebody or one of those guys that tags along, freeloads off
him. There's a guy in the video with him.
He needs to say something.
I don't know who that guy is. I have no idea. It could be a friend, whatever, his family
member.
You may
have to move out of the house, but you need to say something. So,
like, does his friend or that guy that's in the video also with him standing on the doorstep think this is a good idea, what's going on? Because as I'm rewatching it, as we're talking, there's 7,000 people that were watching this live. Like, 7,000 people were actually watching this as it was unfolding. And I'm just thinking to myself, who thought this was a good idea? Like, did Antonio Brown, does he go back today, look back and go, yeah, man, I'm glad I put that video out because it showed everything that I wanted people to see. You know what it showed? That you're a maniac. That's what it showed. Antonio Brown's got some issues, man.
Yeah.
And no one's telling him that this is not a good look.
Zach, there could be.
I hope. It's not working.
There could be a lot of people behind the scenes trying to help this guy or reach out to him. But I'll just, if you're trying to get back in the league and you do that in front of those three kids and girlfriend, and this is not just a girlfriend, this is the mother of your three kids, and you act like this, something ain't right. And, you know, whatever, he was calling the police officers all kinds of names. And by the way, they didn't ask to be there, right? They're bringing the girlfriend in and this whole thing. Just a really, really bad look.
It's a terrible look.
But he needs help. Like, this is not, like, something's not right. We haven't even started the off season yet. Can you imagine? This is the second time this has happened. And he puts it live.
Right.
You think you at least have it private. And
he likes his life being out there.
And you're doing this, but, like, this isn't going to help you get back in the NFL.
No. Does he think it looks good for him to have that out there? Like, does he think that putting that video out there makes him look good in this situation? Because if you watch that video and you see the way he's talking to not just the police and to that woman, but in front of his kids like that from his doorstep.
Man, there were white officers, black officers, female officers.
Right.
They're all out there, and he's ripping them all, to put it nicely.
Wouldn't that video alone, like, forget all the other stuff, wouldn't that video alone be enough to get suspended?
I don't know.
Like, if that was the only thing that happened, like, you're out there screaming like a lunatic and putting that on social media, like, wouldn't that be enough to warrant some sort of attention from the league?
Well, just know that he still has to come back into this league and go to Goodell's office to get kind of...
You guys all did just the same thing,
right,
I've been doing.
Right.
He needs help.
Right, he does. He needs help. You're right.
Like,
right.
Like, this ain't... Maybe he needs help. Somebody tried to tell me it's just his ego. I don't think so. Now, there could be a lot of ego in it if you listen to him. But this guy needs, seriously, if you care about him and you know him, he may block everybody out. Now, listen, till he hit, you know, something ain't right. Some have said the perfect hits across the middle,
right,
had something to do with it. Who knows? But it's not real stable. It's not a real stable look. And professional help needed quickly on this story.
Somebody texted him, when does Drew say enough is enough and cut ties with him?
So, it's a great question, one that I have talked to Drew about. I'm trying to think how I could say this. So, Drew really believes in the guy, and they've been together a long time. I'll start with that. I think Drew, this is my opinion, I think Drew thinks that a lot of players still look up to Antonio Brown. And so, it'd be a bad look for him to give up on the guy.
Okay.
I think that's it. Because if this guy sucked, not sucked, but if this guy had my career, he would have gotten rid of him quickly. I forget, mine was not quite sucked.
Well,
but,
yeah.
But you know what I meant.
Yes,
like, if you're just out there like, hey, dude, I ain't got time for this. And it's amazing because Antonio Brown was getting ready to be one of the highest paid receivers, going to Oakland, fresh start. He and his new buddy, Derek Carr, they were hitting it off and bonding. And
right, each other's house. Right.
And then we started to see some weird things happen, man. They were happening there. They're actually happening in Philly. When he disappeared, he didn't think anything was wrong with disappearing. The coach told me to go home. Well, are you sure you understood what Mike Tomlin said?
Right, right.
Because it can't be everybody else, and you're the only one that's got it together.
Yep.
And by the way, there's a shortage of receivers. A lot of teams could have used Antonio Brown.
That's why, whether he thinks it was a publicity stunt or not, New Orleans worked him out. Because they could have used a guy like that, a really top-flight receiver.
Zach, there's stuff going on in this head.
I know.
That falls under mental health. I think that's the umbrella it falls under, is mental health. And it ain't good. So I'm not going to sit here and make a bit or, you know, I hope he gets help, man. But right now, anybody thinks he's like, oh, man, he's going to find a team. These things have been happening that he does on social media. Everybody can see and every team can look at. This is not how you get back in the league, even with bad teams. Even with teams that are like
who wants that headache?
Who? Exactly.
Who want? I mean, from the
Mike
worst.
Mike Tomlin didn't want this headache.
Right. From the worst team in the league to the best team in the league, from top to the bottom, everyone in the middle. Who wants that headache right now? Because you bring Antonio Brown into your team right now, and what do you think is going to end up happening? The first minute he's in there, there's going to be a media blitz. There's going to be all kinds of national people down here asking him a million questions about everything that happened this entire offseason and everything. And you don't think at one point he'll flip a little bit? It's not a good thing for him. Not good.
It's not a good thing.
Someone said, you know, is offering to help Antonio Brown with his tweeting. OJ. Somebody texted that one.
He's got a friggin' addiction. I've never seen a professional athlete's got an addiction to this social media stuff going live.
Right. It's the live thing that really – it's one thing to tweet all the time and tweet back at people. We see it all the time. We just talked about Kevin Durant the other day, how miserable that guy is because he tweets back and he replies to everything. This guy goes live from an incident with police going on in front of his house with his wife and kids.
I got a good idea. Maybe leave the girlfriend of your three children, the mother of your three children.
And the three kids.
And the three kids out of
it. Yeah.
And you brought up, does he get up this morning and he go, man, I don't know what happened yesterday. I lost it. Like – That's what the police do when they show up at my house. I just lose it. And had nothing to do with the girlfriend, though. He was calling her enough names to never see her again. Anyway, Zach, I'm pumped up, man. What we're going to be giving away for the big game next week. That's going to be awesome, man.
Right. We're coming up in the next segment, by the way. If you need two tickets to the big game, Jersey Mike's, Pepsi, and Lay's have some to give away. Keep listening here for your chance to win, courtesy of Pepsi. You're going to hear the highlight. You're going to be the first caller to correctly answer who the highlight is, and you'll win a Jersey Mike's gift card and be entered for a chance to win two tickets to the big game, courtesy of Pepsi. Joe, you ready to be nice to the people?
Yep.
All right. We're giving away two tickets to the big game. Well, Jersey Mike's, Pepsi, and Lay's are, and they're registering people for that right now. You're going to hear a highlight. Okay? When you hear the highlight, be the first caller to correctly answer who the highlight is. You'll hear a bleeped out name. You'll win a Jersey Mike's gift card and be entered for a chance to win those two tickets to the big game, courtesy of Pepsi, all our friends at Lay's, Jersey Mike's, the whole deal. Hollywood, play the highlight.
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Unreal, who almost made the phenomenal play that wound up in Percy's arms. There are flags on the field for a celebration. Amazing.
That's from Big Game 52, by the way.
All right.
Be the first caller right now.
Everybody's going to get that.
Correctly answer who that was, who was bleeped out. You'll win a Jersey Mike's gift card. Be entered for a chance to win two tickets to the big game, courtesy of Pepsi and our friends at Jersey Mike's and Lay's. Call it the first caller right now. That's it.
Big game, man. Big right, game. Somebody's right, going right. to get those two tickets to the big game because we can't say the other word.
Right. Correct. That's why we keep saying big game.
Big game.
Right. Let me update you on the poll, by the way. At Joe Rose Show on Twitter is where the poll is. The question is, would you like to see Ryan Tannehill play in the big game? Big game 54 coming down.
You can
here.
Say Super Bowl 54.
I know. I just figured we'd go on the same thing we're saying.
You're okay to say
right,
it.
Right. I just want to make sure we're out of
okay,
the promo
yeah,
area.
You are. You're okay. good.
So would you like him to play in Super Bowl 54? 754 votes. You want to guess the percentages?
Well, you told me. I
71 yes, 21 no. I was giving you a chance. To
no, I was going to say 71%
of the 754 votes so far in the poll say yes. I'd like to see Ryan Tannehill play in Super Bowl 54. 29%, including my vote, said no.
The only thing that didn't happen here is it didn't work out with him as far as getting us where we wanted to get to. It's not all his fault. A lot of this falls on front office and coaching. Never had enough talent. How about this? He was here 7 years, and in year eight, he's playing by far on his best team he's ever played on.
Right. Four quarters away from the Super Bowl.
Four quarters away from taking down a little Mahomes in Kansas City.
Right, right.
And Ryan Tannehill is going to be back here as a quarterback manager. I'm just kidding.
Game manager.
That was a guy. That was a shot.
Listen, whether
one.
Hollywood wants to rip him or not for actually being the guy that wins those games and throws for 400 yards a game or whatever it is, if he does make it to the Super Bowl, he will have gone through one of the hardest gauntlets of quarterback play on the other side that we've ever seen in Tom Brady, Lamar Jackson, and Pat Mahomes
right.
to get there. That is incredible.
Yep.
Whether a guy's running for 800 yards or not.
I'm with you, man.
Wow.
He's
playing well, and hopefully the Dolphins can draft the next Ryan Tannehill in the upcoming draft. But I just don't want to watch him play. I'd prefer to watch Patrick Mahomes.
Right, me too.
Guy's actually talented.
That's fine.
Mahomes versus that San Francisco defense.
Hey, I got news for you. Ryan Tannehill is not going to apologize.
He shouldn't.
For the running game he has and that 250-pound horse that's running nobody wants to tackle and that offensive line. He's not apologizing for the defense to stop Baltimore twice on fourth down.
Right.
He ain't apologizing saying, don't blame me. I was smart enough to actually get the Dolphins a little draft pick and get traded because I knew I was better than Mariota.
What pick did we get from him? Like a 5, a 4?
No, I think later.
6,
than that.
7?
I think 6 or 7.
I hope that guy turns
not
out to
exactly
be
one.
The next Tom Brady.
But he's smart, put it together, told his agent they looked at every job. I was told he looked at everything and said, I want to compete against that guy because I know I'm better than he is. And he's always injured. So let me either beat him out or wait till he gets injured. Ended up being bad play, took him down. We'll see who Mariota backs up next year.
Right.
See who he's a backup quarterback for next year.
I can only imagine at this point. Someone just texted in. You know who also wants to vote no on the Tannehill in the Super Bowl little poll we have? Miko and Omar.
Boy. We haven't heard from her in a long time.
Not a long time. You're right. Right. I don't know.
I don't know. His relationship with the black and white players looks pretty good now.
Right, right. She disappeared like a fart in the wind.
He looks like he's doing great. Wife's getting quoted about excited they are about everything that's going on. He is going to be – he's in the right team. He's not looking to go anywhere else. For all of you going, well, he may be a free agent and go somewhere else. He ain't going anywhere else. When you can throw the ball 15 friggin' times – for 160 yards in two games and win two road playoff games. Ain't going anywhere. It's a nice, by the way, off play action. See the amount of time he had to step up in that beautiful pocket and throw it down the middle of the field for a touchdown. Why would you want to go anywhere else?
Nope.
Why do you really want to line up going third and nine every time you drop back? It was third and eight, third and nine, third and 10, third and 11.
We're going,
this is not a good situation. Yeah. It's a bad third and long situation to be in again. Tannehill, here comes a blitz. Oh, he goes down again, but he's okay. Boy, nobody takes the hits like Ryan Tannehill does in these first 5 years. One thing you can say about him, Jimmy, he's a tough guy.
Are you doing all the play-by-play and color in the same booth?
Just doing everything.
Together?
Sorry.
No, it was good. I liked that. I enjoyed that. 50 years later, Ryan Tannehill's winning with the same formula Bob Greasy won the Super Bowl, throwing for 70 or 80 yards a game.
Everybody's brought up. What did Bob complete? Seven completions in the one Super Bowl?
In the 72 or 73 Super Bowl. Yeah.
And Bob ain't apologizing for having Zonk,
no,
Kick, and Merck behind him. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Someone just texted in my worst nightmare. I want to see Tannehill get carried off the field at Super Bowl champion at Hard Rock Stadium and hoist that Lombardi trophy. That would be one of my worst nightmares.
Can you imagine that?
No, I don't want to.
And by the way, it's no longer crazy to think it could happen. It's one thing when you're the sixth seed and opening against New England on the road. It's another down. It's just you and one other team to get there. And they got it. They could have the most physical
team left. It's not going to happen. Just stop.
They might have the most physical team left in these playoffs.
It doesn't matter. It's not going to happen.
Two straight texts. Bob Greasy completed 6 of 7 passes in Super Bowl 8, and he's a Hall of Famer. Enough said. Another one says, I really missed those 3-yard Tannehill completions to Jarvis Landry.
Oh, my God. What was that? Jarvis Landry averaged like 7 yards a catch that one year.
Who do you think's better right now, Ryan Tannehill or Baker?
Baker's sitting at
home.
I'm going
to sit here and do – like, can I come to your house tonight and we can play who's better?
Let Johnny Manziel want to be. I'm just curious.
No, do you mind if I come by your house tonight? Tell the wife I'm coming over for an hour. We'll have a couple of cold Coronas and we'll play that game. Who's better? And you give me the list and we can go through it.
I'm busy. I can't make it. I'll be watching paint dry at my house.
Oh, man.
It would be nice to see Cam Wake get a ring. Someone texted in. Yeah, it would, but that means Tannehill's got to get one. So sorry, Cam.
Cam got hurt. Cam had like 2 sacks the first game and got injured. I don't know, man. He's got to be towards the end here. He's got to be sneaking up on 38.
Right.
You see him walking onto the field exploding out of his shirt?
I'll tell you what. It's the best damn 38.
Joe loves that body.
He showed him on TV.
It is the best 38-year-old body you will ever see. I might just go over there. I know where he lives. Just knock on his door and go, Cam, I just wanted to look at you, man. I know it's kind of weird. I just wanted to say hello. That's all. You got anything else? Or
you guys almost weigh the same.
Wow.
That's a shot.
So you have that in common.
I think that was a shot right there.
Yep.
Actually, it was a shot. We got Scott Pioli.
He'll join us next, right?
Yeah, we'll have him coming up
here. No more Tannehill stuff.
No, we're done.
We're getting crushed in the text machine. Crushed. Zach, explain why you voted no. Because I don't want to see him win the Super Bowl here in Miami.
I don't get why, though. I really
because
don't.
Because he was here for 7 years.
He didn't
years.
Ask to get out.
I don't care. He was here for 7 years. And
He'd have stayed here and been the quarterback.
Right. But he wasn't.
You forced him out.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here. I always love
your fault.
Okay, recruiting coordinator. Every time somebody goes somewhere else, it's my fault because I talk to some coach or I'm affecting everything. Sit here. I have no impact on anything, including everything at my own house right now.
That's correct.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.